In episode number 15 of the Lacrosse Strength Podcast, we have Ben Shear from athleticedgelacrosse.com.
This is the Lacrosse Strength Podcast.
Okay, we're here today with Ben Shear from Athletic Edge down in Scotch Plains, New Jersey, athleticedgelacrosse.com. Ben, thank you very much for coming on today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Sure. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your training background, how you've developed your philosophy, and how you've worked into the lacrosse population?
Well, I've been training athletes for about 20 years. I was actually probably one of the first guys kind of had a facility specifically focused on training athletes. And, basically, I've been doing it kind of like the traditional way, I guess, for a long time. You know, we started in the old days with kind of our bigger, faster, stronger type mentality and Olympic lifting and all that kind of stuff. And I still, you know, like a lot of that stuff, but have, you know, kind of progressed into a little bit more of a scientific approach to how we look at training and how the body works and how it really moves. So, I got pretty heavily involved in biomechanics probably about 10 years ago, something like that, where we started looking at, you know, how do the best athletes in the world, whether it be in lacrosse shooting or golf hitting a ball or baseball player pitching or whatever, what is it that they really do? What makes the best guys the best from a movement efficiency perspective? And then we said, okay, well, how do we know that somebody's even capable of doing that? We started creating different types of physical assessments and screening processes that allow us to assess and say, hey, forget about strength and power. I mean, well, obviously we care a lot about those things, but first off, do we have the basic movement patterns that are required to be a great lacrosse player, or whatever the case may be? And so we assess those things with our athletes first, and we want to see, you know, can you move, you know, your hips separate from your shoulders? Can you do whatever it is? Do you have dynamic stability on the lead leg, or whatever the case may be? We have this kind of assessment process. Based on, obviously, those assessments, then we want to correct any imbalances or issues that we might not be able to do it. And then we start looking at all of this power and strength development on top of that. So it's kind of a little bit, I think, of a unique kind of way of looking at it. But, you know, I think that a lot of times I see kids who are strong and powerful who can't really apply it necessarily to sport application.
Okay. You know, my introduction to lacrosse is kind of unique in that I was basically started out with, as an athletic trainer on a high school team. It wasn't very good, but our coach was very good and actually recommended me to the GM for the New Jersey Pride when the league first got started. So my introduction to lacrosse and elite lacrosse was with the best of the best. So obviously, when I started seeing guys shoot, I saw the most creative, the most spontaneous shooting possible. I never learned from the ground up as far as the biomechanics of shooting and breakdown and that kind of thing. But it looks like that through your biomechanical analysis, you've been able to come up with what the best way of shooting or what the optimal way of shooting would be. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, and again, I think optimal is kind of an interesting word because I think there's certainly a situation where you might be in close, or obviously there's issues related to hiding the ball from the goalie and things like that that obviously play a role in this. You know, I think that I was involved with other sports that had done biomechanics research, whether it be golf or baseball and other sports like that. And I worked with a ton of great young lacrosse players, and I knew enough about rotary mechanics that some of the things I heard being taught couldn't be true. So, you know, it wasn't really my place to get involved with teaching lacrosse as a skill because that's not what we do. You know, I'm a strength and conditioning guy.
Right.
You know, I want to help my guys shoot it harder, but I'm not here to teach them this is what good technique is. So I just knew from other, like I said, from other sports, kind of some of the rules of rotary mechanics. Because if you just think about it simplistically, what you'll think is, wow, you know, does the body really play lacrosse or golf or baseball or whatever? No, it plays rotation. You know, the muscles and kind of their properties are always going to be the same. The bones stack up the same every way. The structure can only rotate and create speed efficiently one way. And we saw a lot of similarities between pro tennis players, pro golfers, pro baseball players. When I heard some things being taught in lacrosse, I was like, you know, some of that sounds pretty good, but some of that I'm like, I'm just not sure that they're really understanding how this happens and if they really know what the best players in the world are doing. So I kind of on my own I was working with some good players from Duke and some pro guys and some other players. I said, let me go look online and kind of do it with my own search and see what's out there. When I Googled, lacrosse shooting mechanics, everything I really got was technique,
right?
Not mechanics the way I think of mechanics, where you're looking how the body moves, how the pelvis moves, velocities, angles, degrees. I mean, mechanics is like if you ever saw a video game where they make show maybe Tiger Woods or one of these guys with a guy sitting there with a suit on with the little balls all over him, and they're measuring how he moves, and they can make a video game that moves exactly the way he does because they learn all this detailed information about him. That's what I think of as biomechanics. So when I went online and researched, I really quickly realized nothing had ever been done before and that there really was no real information on what the best players are doing. So I was fortunate enough to have a good relationship with some, great coaches, guys like Jack Emmer, who's the winningest coach in the history of NCAA, and guys like that. And I kind of told them what I wanted to do and reached out to them, and they were kind of great in helping me get access to some good players. So I had a handful of my own really good players that I was working with, obviously, that I was able to test. I had some good technology and ways of doing it. And then they got me access to some big college programs, and kind of it started snowballing from there, where I actually was contacted by some of the best players in the world. Who kind of heard about what I was doing, who wanted to learn more, guys like Joe Walters and stuff like that. And his dad was a doctor, and he was interested. And, I think people still would argue that Joe might be the best, pure shooter in the world. And so I was fortunate enough to continue to build my business. And, I got involved with Matt Danowski and Joe and all these other guys. And so I've been able to collect a lot of great data on what I would consider a lot of the best shooters in the world. And, what I'm looking for is, what are the commonalities? Not what are the differences, but what are the commonalities? Is there certain things that all of these guys who have reached a high level are doing? And, what it came down to is that, there are certain commonalities of how they sequence their body, how, stable they are, what they do with foot plant and all these things, and how they connect their arms to their torso and all of this stuff, that I was like, wow, all of these guys do these, I don't remember, it's five or six things. All of them do these things. And so I said, well, that's what we should be focused on, both in our training and probably in our teaching in the big picture. And, over the last bunch of years, Matt and Jill and I have presented our information at the U.S. Lacrosse Convention. I think it's going to be our third or fourth year presenting it, where we kind of do a very unscientific talk about it, lack of a better way of saying it,
yeah.
Where we kind of do an on-field demo where we kind of go out there, I kind of go over what I think some of the key points are, and then we give them a bunch of cool little drills and things they can do on the field, maybe some exercises they can play with in the gym. And I've been fortunate enough this year at the IMLCA and 2 years ago also at the IMLCA, which is the Intercollegiate Men's Lacrosse Coaches Association. This is the association for all the college coaches, where I've had an opportunity to kind of do a more technical talk on the real science of what I did and what I'm finding and going on from there. So, we're continuing to research and continuing to learn, but I think that, the more information we have, not that it's necessarily important to the lacrosse player himself, but I think for us in the fitness and conditioning world and from probably some coaches, especially developing young players, we can take that information and then create good gym and workout programs and also some cool drills and things young players can start working on to end up with better mechanics, which not only will allow them to play better, which should also reduce the risk for injury.
Sure. Is there any difference between what you do with the information versus what a coach would do with the information?
Yeah, I'm a fitness guy like you. Right. I want to take that information and say, okay, this guy needs more lead leg stability or needs to be able to create more torque at the pelvis or whatever it is that his limitation might be or lack of speed or whatever it might be. And I want to take that and I want to create exercises and drills in the gym that I can do to help him get better. Then those same ideas can then be applied to, well, wow, how do I create better sequencing of my body parts in my shot, actually doing lacrosse shooting drills?
Right.
How do I work sequencing? How do I work on lead leg stability? So, our athletic edge lacrosse business that Matt, Joe, and I have is all about that, kind of combining the two. Here are some cool drills, kind of lacrosse drills. You can go in your yard, get your net, and stick in the ball and work on and start getting better at. And then here is also some fitness. Here's kind of how you can screen to see if you have the physical capabilities of doing it, number one. And number two, here are a bunch of exercises and things. If you fail certain of these tests, how you can then correct those problems and then progress towards your strength and power progression.
Yeah, when you were talking about screening, Did you develop your own screen for this, or did you take the functional movement screen and adapt it to what you needed to do, or how did you come about the screening?
It's kind of an adaptation. It's kind of I have my own screen. Okay. You know, from the FMS type stuff, and we have the deep squat, I think, in there, and, you know, maybe one or I think maybe that's the only one from the FMS that I have in there. But other than that, you know, it's pretty much my own screen based on these findings, like I said. You know, what are those commonalities? Based on how do I assess those commonalities and your ability to do those things.
Okay. All right. Very good. Now, we can get more information. You've got a DVD on this, right? At the
Yeah, we have a DVD.
Lacrosse.
Yeah, we do. We have a DVD on all the screening process and the exercises. We also have a manual that actually has pictures and descriptions of all the stuff and all the exercises, which is, you know, a lot of coaches have been getting from us, because what's cool about that is, you know, while I love the DVD, obviously, you know, you just have that yourself. The thing about the manual is if you use the manual, you can photocopy, you know, I have all the exercises, the corrective stuff, and all the progressions on individual workout pages.
Right,
so okay. You could photocopy a bunch of exercise pages and hand them off to a kid. So you had a team of kids and you screened them all.
Yeah.
And say, okay, well, you need these four exercises. You need these three. You need these six. Whatever it is, and you can just photocopy off the specific one they need, and each kid his own sheets, and say, boom, let's go start working on those. That's
wow.
Pretty cool that way.
Oh, that's awesome. And you can get that at athleticedgelacrosse.com, correct?
Yes, athleticedgelacrosse.com, yep.
Okay. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Combine initiative that you've been putting together with Matt and Joe?
Yeah, so Matt and Joe and I, one day, were talking again with some other coaches and stuff as well. We were just talking about the recruiting process and, you know, what goes into recruiting and how, you know, I don't want to say complex it's become, but how sophisticated it's really becoming, and that, you know, with all the camps and the tournaments and the coaches trying to see the kids and the, you know, the budgetary requirements to get to all these events and having enough staff to see all these kids. And, you know, basically as lacrosse is exploding, the recruiting part is becoming harder and harder, because how do you get to see a kid in Minnesota or Oregon or wherever? I mean, it's great if a kid flies to Baltimore or New Jersey or Long Island or whatever,
right,
you know, for the summer. But, you know, a lot of these kids barely get seen. You know,
right.
if they're lucky, they get seen once. You know, and how do we start comparing a kid who scored 80 goals in Minnesota to a kid from Mountain Lakes in New Jersey who scored 80 goals? I mean, are they the same? Who's better? I mean, so statistics start becoming very hard to gauge, right? I mean, that, you know, as the game becomes more national, regional statistics become kind of less significant, because it's hard to quantify really who's who and what's what. And, you know, as we talk to different coaches, you know, their problem is how do you get objective information? I mean, obviously we have your academic information. You know, hey, this kid got this on his ACTs or SATs and has this GPA or whatever. And you hope to see a kid play once or twice if you're lucky. And then you're basically making the best educated guess you can. So basically our idea was, you know, what if we had some more objective information for a coach to put into his basket? And not by any means do we believe that, you know, the information that we're collecting is the end-all, be-all. And obviously watching a kid play is probably still the most important thing you can do. But we felt like the more objective information we could provide to coaches, and they seem to be asking for and wanting, it would just help make good decisions for coaches, number one, and also create opportunity for kids who might not be getting seen as much as well.
Right.
So what we've done is we've created a combine, which is kind of just a football idea, but we made our tests much more lacrosse specific. You know, some of your agility testing, you're actually running with a stick and the ball in your hand, you know, things like that. And we've also combined some of the ideas of the old punt, pass, and kick that football had, where you looked at some skills testing, where we have
right.
things like shot speed, shooting accuracy, clearing accuracy, so things like that as well. So we have this whole series of objective tests that not only look at your physical components, speed, power, all that cool stuff, you look across a specific way, but also actually some lacrosse skills, for lack of a better way of saying it, that we can objectively measure across the board. So when the coach gets this information, or, you know, has an information on a kid, he says, wow, look, I know this kid's fast, you know, shoots it hard, does whatever. He's got real information. He can compare that kid from Minnesota to the kid from Long Island or whatever it is.
Right.
And the same thing for the kid. If, you know, if I'm a kid and I'm in ninth grade, let's say, and I want to go play college lacrosse one day, if I go get tested, you know, the system will allow you to kind of see where you stand against other kids your grade by position, you know, against the total pool. You say, wow, I'm fast and strong, but you know, I don't really clear it so well, or my accuracy is not so great, or whatever. You can also use it as a measuring stick to see what you specifically need to work on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and then all this information is then put up on a website. Coaches have free access to go look at all this information. You know, and the coaches can even set priorities into there. Each coach can go on there and say, okay, well, I'm looking for a kid who's over 6 foot tall, who plays attack, who got over this SAT score, who runs this fast, who shoots this hard, blah, blah, blah. Set his criteria. Boom. It gives him a list of the kids in the database who meet those criteria, and he walks away. And anytime any kid in the country is tested who meets those criteria, he'll get a coach an email, direct email from us that says, hey, coach, you know, Dave Johnson in Tennessee was just added to the National Lacrosse Combine website, and he meets all of your search criteria.
Wow.
So the coach doesn't even need to do anything. He'll just be told. Kid, and then he has an opportunity then to go check that kid out, either to watch him play, get more information. You know, the kids, if they want to have a full profile on their site, they can have their video up there, their academic information, all of that kind of stuff. You know, like any of these other recruiting sites, you can have all of that information up there, and the coach can learn a lot. So it's a pretty cool tool, I think, both for the coach and for the player.
Yeah.
So, you know, really make a nice win-win, I think, for everybody. And I think something that's sorely needed going forward as the game continues to expand and grow. Because like I said, it just gets too hard for these coaches. They don't have huge budgets like football teams do or whatever to get to see everybody play enough to make good decisions.
Yeah, sure. Boy, database-wise, that's way more detailed than I expected.
It's a pretty awesome system that we put together. Again, you know, we had a lot of feedback from a lot of the top college coaches in the country, what they're looking for.
Right.
You know, obviously we had guys like Matt and Joe involved in doing this. Some of the guys who, you know, are looking for the information are really the ones who help us kind of say, hey, this is what we would want.
Right.
And then we try to, on the other side of that, give them what they want, but also create it as a tool for the player so they can use it as a way that they can gauge themselves, measure themselves, and hopefully, you know, use it to improve their chances of getting recruited or know it to even just work on, you know, if they're a younger player, so they can hopefully have that opportunity in the next year or two.
Sure. Yeah. So are you actually going out to the players, or are the players coming in to you?
Yeah, so what we're working on right now, because we're really launching this whole thing kind of this spring and summer, is working deals with some of the big tournaments and camps that are going to be out there.
Yeah.
And what we're going to basically do is, you know, hopefully in the next year or two, we'll actually be integrating into some of these camps and tournaments.
Uh-huh.
But going into this year, let's say a big tournament's going to play on Saturday and Sunday. What we will do is we will come in on Friday afternoon, Friday evening.
Okay.
And kids, you know, the tournament will send that email saying, hey, we're going to be here for their event on Friday evening. You pre-register at our site. And so most kids are coming into town anyway the evening before.
Right.
And we'll run it the night before. So say on a Friday night, you would, before a Saturday, Sunday tournament, okay, you would come in and you would run through the combine right where you're going to go anyway. So, you know, we're trying to make it as easy as we can,
yeah,
to get this off the ground. So kind of we're going to bring it to them initially. You know, hopefully sometime down the road, maybe we'll be able to run our own standalone events. But I think that, you know, if we go to events where there's 1,000 kids there,
yeah,
you know, I think it's going to be a lot easier. Everybody's kind of in recruiting mode. Everybody's thinking about those things. They're spending their summer focused on those things anyway. So we figured we might as well just be a part of it. We've been getting a lot of great feedback from the tournaments, you know, that we've been talking to. People seem to be excited to have us involved with what we're doing. So we think it could be a lot of fun for the kids and a lot of success for both them and the coaches.
Okay. Boy, that's awesome. That sounds like an outstanding opportunity, not only for the kids, but and the coaches as well. Just to reiterate, I understand the budgeting is tough with some of these guys. Most of the guys that I ended up working with were assistant coaches, still are assistant coaches, and they're doing a lot of traveling to a lot of different places, and to have something like this to help them out is certainly needed, and will definitely help the sport grow and help kids find their best situation in colleges. So that sounds great.
We're excited about it.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so you're going to be speaking coming up in January, right, at the U.S. Lacrosse Convention?
Yeah, we will be going with Joe and I. I'm not sure if Matt's going to be able to make it, but I know Joe and I will be there for sure. We'll be on the live demo field. I think we're Friday morning around 11 or something like that. Not 100% sure, and sometimes that schedule changes.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to go over some of those key points, the biomechanics we talked about, kind of show you exactly what they are and what they mean, And then Joe and I are going to give you some things you can go home exercise-wise and do, and some cool drills that you can go practice and work on, you know, in your yard or with your teammates or whatever it is, start working on improving your mechanics. So it's, you know, it's a fun little talk, and I think really informative. And, you know, in the past, we've had people who have seen us do it and have used the ideas and have come back and emailed us and called us and said, wow, it's amazing. And I work on it with my college team, and, you know, the average kid increased the shot speed by 11 miles an hour. You know, all, you know, a lot of great stories with what we're doing. So it's fun.
That's awesome. Okay. That's great. All right. Listen, what we're going to do is I'll have all of the links to different websites on our show notes page. That's athleticedgelacrosse.com. Athleticedge.net is your main business, right?
Yep, that's our training facility. The athleticedgelacrosse.com is, you know, the business Matt and Joe and I with all the screening and the testing and all that stuff. My own training center where you can come and actually work out with us and do all of our training stuff is athleticedge.net. And then the combine itself is nationallacrossecombine.com, nationallacrossecombine.com. And we also have a Facebook page if anybody is interested in checking that out as well.
Okay. Outstanding, boy. Thank you very much, Ben. This has been a wealth of information, a lot of good stuff. As soon as we get off the phone, I will be ordering that biomechanics DVD. That sounds like some awesome information. So if anybody gets a chance, please order the DVD. Of course, go down to the U.S. Lacrosse Convention in January 2011 down in Baltimore, Maryland. And thank you very much, Ben. I really appreciate your time today.
Great. Well, thanks for having me. That was fun.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Lacrosse Strength Podcast. If you listen to this through some sort of click-to-play option, thank you so much. But do consider subscribing to our show so that you have episodes delivered directly to you the moment they are released. You can find the Lacrosse Strength Podcast in the iTunes music directory or follow any of the subscription options at www.lacrossestrength.com.